Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Lech Lecha. Today's class should be for the refuah shlema of all the chalim b'chalam. ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו, להיות בן אפרים, שמואל שאול ואוזן רבי אברהם, דינם את אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאל, אליהו בן יוסף, יצחק ושלמה, שלמה בן יצחק חיים, להבדיל לאהרון דבורה, בת מרים. אוקיי, פרשת לך לך. There's a very interesting idea over here, and I think this is really, you know, it's very good marriage advice. We see a first initial talk between Abraham and Sarah, where the Torah tells us that Sarah is not able to have children. She's barren. And we know that Sarah had a maidservant named Hagar. So as Sarah gets to an older age and she starts to realize she's barren, she's not able to have children, she tells her husband Abraham, take my maidservant Sarah, Hagar, and at least bring children with her. Right? She uses some, at least bring children with her. You know, Hashem promised you that your children will be the, you know, will be the, will be going into Egypt for 400 years, and they will be promised the Eretz Yisrael, the homeland. So at least you have to bring some children, go with Hagar. So Avraham Avinu, like any logical man, I agree, yeah, I should bring children. So he goes with Hagar. After Avraham Avinu goes with Hagar, what happens? Hagar gets pregnant. Hagar gets pregnant. Now, what is Sarai? Her name was Sarai at first. What is Sarai's response? Hagar gets pregnant. What is Sarai's response? She goes to Abraham. She says, I'm upset at you. Why did you do this? You took my maid. You couldn't get me pregnant. You couldn't make me pregnant and bring me children. So you went and you took my maidservant and you made her pregnant. What's wrong with you? What is Abraham Avinu supposed to respond now? What's the next response?
Are you kidding me?
You told me, right? Does this sound familiar? Anyone who's married, does this sound familiar? Sounds very familiar, right? You told me to do X. I did X. Now you're upset at me that I did X. But if I would have said no to X, you would have been upset at me that I didn't do X. So no matter what I do, you're upset at me. Answer is yes. This is called a woman. They're not logical. That's not how it is. This is exact. The Torah is describing this. No. Chas v'shalom. They're not using. Hashem created women in a way that they use their emotions more than their logic. And created men that they use their logic more than emotions. And it's so important that you notice this and you realize this if you're going into a marriage or if you're already married and you haven't noticed this already, that you pay attention to this. Because if you don't pay attention to this and realize this, you will always have this back and forth with a spouse because it doesn't click. It doesn't make sense. You're trying to explain something with logic and the woman is giving you back emotion. And she's trying to explain, she comes home, you come home from work and she tries to tell you how difficult her day was. And you start giving her solutions. And you start answering her and telling her, why didn't you just do this? Why didn't you just tell the housekeeper to come at this time and do that and do this and do that? And you realize that she's not accepting the solution. And the answer is because she's not searching for solutions. When a woman is...
wants somebody to listen.
Very good, beautiful. You see, experience. She just wants ears. That's all she wants. She just wants someone to listen. And this we learn even from Sarah herself. She herself, she's the first mother of our religion, of Judaism. But she herself did this herself. It's not a bad thing or a good thing. That's not how you look at it. This is how a woman is created. If you don't know how women are going into marriage, you will have a complete misconception of marriage. You think that they're exactly like you. You can have all the answers, you can know all the solutions, and you can be completely logical. But that's not how women are. And if you try to go at them and answer them in that way, you will always feel this backlash back and forth. Realize that women are different. Next time you have your wife, whoever's not married, they should get married soon, you'll realize this soon. You have your wife, they come to you with an issue, a difficulty, something that happened that day. They have a problem they went through. Don't try to find the solution. And mentally realize this. Recognize that they're doing this. And realize this is our parasha. Realize that they're using their emotions. They're trying to share their emotions with you. Now it's your obligation. It's your time to step up and use your ears. And use your emotions with her. And say, wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize. I didn't know how hard your day was. That's amazing. You're so amazing. And you give her compliments. And that's all they want. That will do more for them than the solution itself. And this whole thing is so important for every man to realize, but not only for the man to realize, it's important for the woman to realize as well. It's important for the women to realize that man is not usually emotional. Man is a lot more logical. So when a man, you know, he wants to come and answer a question, he's not looking for the woman to come and say, "Wow, that's so amazing." No, he's looking for logic. And he's looking back for her logic. And it's very hard sometimes because that's not what she excels in. She doesn't excel in logic. And man doesn't excel in emotions usually. So we have to recognize this going into marriage with the opposite sex, because it's not the same gender. You're not the same person. You're not the same type of person. You weren't created the same way. It's so important that the Torah had to recognize this and tell this to us because of this point. Because a lot of Shalom Bayit is based on this one point, realizing how the other gender is. If you, and you know, there's actually a book written by John Gray. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That's an excellent book, fantastic. It's not a Jewish book. It's a fantastic book. I recommend it to everyone. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it anywhere. Fantastic book. He's a genius. He understood and he wrote about how the man mind works and how the woman's mind works. And he shows how they're from two completely different planets. And if you don't recognize this going into a marriage, going into a relationship with the other gender, you will be completely lost. You will come out after a couple of years and say, what's going on here? You have to learn from our parasha. And why would the parasha need to tell us this? Why does the parasha need to tell us this story? The parasha doesn't tell us all the details of every story in the Torah. A lot of times it skips the details. But the parasha decided that in the story of Abraham and Sarah, where they went and took a maidservant, which I don't know what significance that has to our parasha, but they went and took a maidservant. He took their maidservant. Abraham went and had a child with her. And then Sarah comes and gets upset after she told him to do that. Why does the Torah have to tell us to teach us this is how a woman is? Learn and recognize how a woman is and learn how a man is. So from our Torah, you can recognize how you can achieve Shalom Bayit before even getting into there. It seems, sounds so simple. But when you get into the marriage and you get into the actual situations that you're on the spot and you're in that moment and they're looking for the emotion, they're looking for your ears, they're looking for you to listen, and then you try to give them solutions, try to give them answers, then you realize that, what am I doing? Next time something like this comes up, whether it be with a wife, whether it be with a mother, whether it be with a sister, this applies to all women. Most women have this emotional inside them, this emotion inside them that they don't want solutions. That's not what they're looking for. They want to see that you care. And this we learn from our own first mother, the religion. We learn this from Sarah herself. Without Sarah teaching us this, we couldn't prove this from our Torah. This is a proof from our Torah that this is how women are and this is how men are. It's not meant to be one. You're meant to be two different people that try to connect and relate to one another in different ways and understand how the breakdown of each gender works. And this is, it's so important that now in this generation, they're trying to destroy this. They're trying to take away gender. They're trying to make gender whatever you want. But that's not how it is. Hashem created you. And actually, I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. They came out with a study that there's a group of people who became transgenders. And sorry if I'm getting a little bit rated R. They became transgenders and they went back. And they returned back to their normal selves. They went and rehad surgery again. Because there's thousands of them. They went to the doctor. And the doctor was telling them, you're getting these diseases. You're getting these rashes. You're getting these, all of these things coming out that you're not supposed to have. And it's because you're putting inside yourself hormones and things that are not supposed to be inside you. They tried to put themselves in a different gender that's not for them. But that's not how Hashem created them. Hashem creates women as women and men as men, for men to be like men and women to be like women and not to be the opposite. It's so vital and so important to recognize this. Because if you don't recognize this, this generation now, everything is, if you go into the library, you see what they're doing, Yimach Shemam. Pride month, pride this, pride that. What are you talking about? Our Torah believes the opposite. Our Torah doesn't believe in all of that garbage. Our Torah believes man is man, woman is woman, and you're not supposed to just mix and change however you want. And you recognize that the woman is a woman so that you can alter to her feelings. And the woman has to recognize that a man is a man so you can alter to his logic. And there's times... Yeah?
What's a woman?
What do you mean, what's... There's times where a man, he doesn't even want response. He wants to just go into his man cave. He had a hard day at work. He wants to just go alone and just be quiet for a couple hours without any noise. There's times where a woman, she just wants to talk for 3 hours. She doesn't want you speaking. Right? But you have to recognize that. The only way you can really achieve 100% Shalom Bayit, which is very hard, is to recognize this point, that a woman is not always looking for the answer like you have and that you are working in your mind. When you come home from work, and I'll end with this, I always tell people, when you come home from work, before you walk in the door, spend 60 seconds outside the door and tell yourself, I am now transforming myself into, I'm forming myself from man at work to man of a family. It's not the same thing. Man at work is all logic, it's all solution minded. Oh, exactly. Beautiful. Man at work is all answers. Answers. You did this wrong? Why'd you do this wrong? Boom, 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 boom. Answers. Man, when he comes home, he shouldn't be like that. That instills a lot of fear in the woman also. It's not good. Man, when he comes home, right before you walk in, 60 seconds, I'm transforming myself now into, man, I'm a father. I'm not a worker anymore. And this is so vital and so important. And B'ezrat Hashem, when we change our mindset to realize this, recognize this, to realize that women are different, realize that the women should realize that men are different, the Shalom Bayit will increase in the Jewish communities and the Jewish homes. We'll have a lot more peace amongst Am Yisrael. And B'ezrat Hashem, all of these goyim, all of what they're trying to do and change our belief system of how people, and men are supposed to be men and women are supposed to be women. They should not be able to change how the Jewish people think. We should continue lasting forever and ever, B'ezrat Hashem. Have a great day.